107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's our CJCS 100th. Let's wrap up our conversation today with former station owners Steve and Carolyn Ray. We're talking about when Steve and Carolyn made the decision to sell the radio station. And Carolyn, what were your thoughts at this time? Did it seem like it was the right time? Did it seem too fast? Or
gut-wrenching.
Okay.
Yeah. You forget that we went to the lake because we couldn't tell the staff. Mm. You're not going to let them know that this there could be turmoil. And remember, we went to the lake with our printers and to do negotiations from the cottage, so we were sort of out of sight. And it was a gut-wrenching time. And you know what? I still have that picture of us walking out of the door on the last day. And it was a good year after that, because we were so involved in the community. You knew what anything that was going on. And I go, so what's happening this weekend? And we just didn't feel tuned in the same way. So it was a good year before we felt, okay, we can breathe and walk away and be okay.
Yeah. And for you, Steve?
Well, it was everything I had dreamed of all of my life. Was to own a radio station, so
had that card.
Had the card and made it happen, and was exceedingly proud of what we have accomplished here. So it was tough. It was tough, but on the other hand, it gave us financial freedom that we never ever imagined would happen in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And
all that you've accomplished, both you, Steve, Carolyn Ray, for everything you brought to the city of Stratford, for a community, for radio, for keeping it local. It's when you look back, this has been such a history, a timeline, especially from the 80s to now. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, Jamie, we were talking on the car. We drove down yesterday and we were sort of, what are we going to talk about and what are the moments? And I think you've just nailed it. I think when I was working here, and the people would come in for the basket fund, for the CJCS Kiwanis basket fund. Mm. And you didn't get any work done in December because the door was open all the time. And there'd be little kids coming in with their piggy banks to share and people telling the stories of how they'd raise the money with a family dinner and this is what they were doing instead. So that sort of represents what happened a lot with the community, that CJCS was able to do the fundraising for so many organizations. And it became such a social. The people were just walking in the door. And what other business do you get to have those conversations, to hear those stories, and to be able to share for the better of other people in the community?
Yeah. Well,
blessing.
Well, it's an amazing thing to have great people to work with. And a great community to work in. Some of the people that go back, Doug Lester, obviously, very close friend still, and he was a huge mentor in the business in that he helped so much behind the scenes. Mark Philbin, some people might remember Mark as the morning guy. He was the program director when we took over. And then Eddie Matthews came along and just did an amazing job. And there are so many people. You've been here for forever. It seems like you've been here way longer than
a couple of different seasons, kind of player to be named later.
You know what? And I remember meeting you. I remember meeting you the very first time. We were on Ontario Street. It was at 126 Ontario Street. And you had just finished your interview with Lynn Riddell. And you were standing on the front out on the sidewalk in front of the radio station. And I walked out the front door and Lynn said, come on over here. You need to meet Jamie. He's going to start working with us. And I went, Jamie, hi, where are you from? And he said, I'm from here. And I went, wow, we're going to get somebody from Stratford that's going to be on the radio. How cool is that? You know, because there weren't many of us that were local or, originally.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was, I was just blown away. I was thrilled to death that you were going to be joining us. And look at the legacy you've left behind.
Well, speaking of legacy, Steve and Carolyn Ray, just incredible. It's it's kind of the emotion now of what has been created here locally for this community with Stratford Radio. Any final thoughts? I think we covered of the history and the timeline. Yeah. Any final thoughts or any unusual stories that maybe we didn't get a chance to mention? I mean, we covered McGilvery's Petrol. So I think that probably topped tops the list. Or events through the years.
There are so many stories. Most of the stories surround the people. I remember one of the things that Jim Fuhrer was talking about was the parade. Remember the
St. Patrick's Day parade? Sure.
The longest, shortest parade in the world. and what I remember about that one year was that we did the CJCS marching band, transistor radio band. And so we invited people to walk in this parade if they would bring a radio. And so they brought the transistor radios at the time, and we stormed downtown Ontario Street with the radios blaring and all marching like we own the place.
Oh,
and it was
hilarious.
And I just the people,
creativity of radio, right?
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Of the characters.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, and so many people, like, you know, and our crew that we had right at the end when we left the radio station, like Kirk Dixon, news director. We had Eddie Matthews and Liz Cooper, and we'd had Michael Stiparchuk and Jim Fuhr.
So many people.
And yeah, absolutely. And you can't also not forget Dave Elliott, you know, who started here as a 19-year-old. He was in college, and we hired him. Doug Lester always has a name for something that's it's a bit off. So in Lindsay, we had a boat on the lake. Out on Sturgeon and all of the lakes around there, and they would do a report from the boats, and so we would always hire a boat girl. So it's a little misogynist now, but that's what it was, you know. And so as soon as we got here, we had no boat, but we had a cruiser. And so Doug forever would call that person the boat girl. And Dave Elliott was one of our very first boat girls.
He's
going to
love that.
He's going to love that, yeah. So he was a 19-year-old, and he started his first summer job as the boat girl on the CJCS cruiser. And he'd go around to all of the events. And you know what? He was just so authentic and genuine and such a great kid that we kept bringing him back. And you know, and then I think he was 21 when he started in the sales department,
yeah,
in the advertising department.
Wow.
And he's still here.
Yeah.
And he is the guy that keeps this place hopping.
You
because
bet.
He sells all of the advertising, and the whole thing that he is really, really good at is that he does it because he wants all of the businesses to grow.
That's what it's all about right there.
Yeah.
That's so authentic.
All right. Let's get Carolyn in for some final thoughts, Carolyn.
I would go back to some of the fun moments are snow days in Stratford.
It always seems to get the snow days topic,
you know,
comes up a lot in our conversation.
But, you know, we'd get the phone call and in we'd come at stupid o'clock and get on the phones. And people were genuinely confused over how snow days and whether buses were canceled. Remember somebody phoning them one day, is my bus late? Well, what time does it usually come? 10 after 8. It's 8:30. Yep, it's late.
I would say it's late.
And you know, I remember somebody moving. I'm moving and the road's closed. How am I going to get there? I don't know. Can't help you.
The other thing they asked was, what time is the road going to open?
We can see into the future. So, you know what? And you're trying to genuinely help people, and then you'd hang up and you'd have a little eye roll and have a giggle among yourselves and then answer the next phone call.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was, you know what? So that was just a basic, we're going to help people get through this. And so there were those moments. We were talking about when the big ice storm hit.
Oh, yeah.
And the only way that we could get the station on air was the city sent a generator out to the tower, and Karen Haslam was mayor then, and they hooked a microphone in, and the two of them hung out in that little bunker trying to tell Stratford what was going on, and how they would recover and when we'd get power back.
Yeah, yeah.
For hours.
Incredible.
Yeah, it was, and it was about 110 degrees in there. It was so amazingly hot in that little concrete bunker out on Erie Street right next to where Ed's Concrete is now. Ironic that it was a concrete bunker and it's next to Ed's now. But anyhow, it was, that's where we had the tower, and we managed to continue to broadcast for all the way through this huge, huge storm. It was phenomenal. It wasn't an ice storm. It was a tornado that would actually hit, I think, in the area. Whatever. It was in the summertime.
That's tornado issues. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's Perth County weather. Wait 5 minutes. I mean, there you go.
That's, wait 5 minutes, it'll change.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I would say my memories, the biggest thing is all about information and the community relationship. That's very cool.
So many great memories and so many great events over the years. Gosh, like the CJCS Rio Thompson Candies Easter Egg Hunt. That's always a family favorite to year after year. And Steve, who continues to be the voice of Rio Thompson Candies on the radio.
It's been an amazing ride, an amazing legacy. Steve and Carolyn Ray with our CJCS 100th. And as we wrap things up, folks want to know what you're up to. You're full-time grandparents, basically.
Yes, we are full-time grandparents. And they live here in Stratford. We don't anymore. We've moved up to our home in Muskoka, and we are loving it. Things are really good. Things are really wonderful.
But we're back in Stratford lots, so
we are.
Sales call us.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it was so it's wonderful to be here. It feels like home still, obviously, and always will. I know that. We keep coming through the town and we see our friends and see all kinds of people.
Okay,
and,
hang on a second. Yeah, okay. The reason that we're here, because Steve is still donating music events. We were here for one last night for Stratford Summer Music. It was an event put together. And so we're in town still volunteering and fundraising for Stratford events.
There
so
you go.
It doesn't... The legacy is going to continue. Yeah.
So what I would like to say to final in this is congratulations to all, to everybody who's ever been involved in CJCS, whether as a listener, as a member of the staff, or some community organization that has used CJCS to make it a special part of this town. Congratulations. 100 years is just amazing.
And thank you, Steve and Carolyn Ray, with our CJCS 100. Thank you so much for dropping by. Thank you so much for all the wonderful stories and wonderful, wonderful local memories.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie.